I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast on a Monday. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
Okay, moving on. Well, before we talk about probably what we did over the weekend and share stories or whatever, why don't you hear who we had on for Share Your Salary today? A real happy guy. Door production supervisor DJ checking in for Share Your Salary.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Wellness Center receptionist Jenny's making $45,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is DJ, who lives in Lakewood. Good morning, DJ. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic, DJ. And more than anything, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary and being part of the solution.
Not a problem.
All right, DJ. By the way, DJ is a door production supervisor. Okay. So we are going to ask you a bunch of questions, DJ, try to figure out what you do exactly on a day-to-day basis. And at the end of the day, how much money you make. So we'll put 60 seconds on the clock, rapid fire questions at you. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song, collect our thoughts, come back, guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, DJ, you will share your salary in about 5 minutes. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Emily, if you are ready, 60 seconds on the clock, begin.
Are you supervising people or machines?
Both.
Are you the only supervisor?
Yes.
Do you spend most of your time on your feet, sitting, or walking?
On my feet.
How many people would you say you supervise, DJ?
3.5.
Who's the half person?
The owner.
Were you hired or promoted into this position?
Hired.
Do you actually get your hands dirty or do you just supervise?
I get my hands dirty all day, every day.
What kind of doors are y'all making? Like garage doors, regular doors?
Interior doors, exterior doors.
All right, what's the best kind of wood?
Anything that goes on a house.
What is the best kind of wood for a door, DJ?
I like the knotty alder.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, about 18 years.
What is the hottest kind of door right now?
The hottest kind of door is just a regular 2-panel Carrera. They're putting them in every house.
Are you paid
out?
Emily.
That is all the time we have for questions. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, jump in here. Come on. DJ in Lakewood is a door production supervisor. You now know a little bit more about what he does. So how much do you think he makes doing it? Send your guess right now. Text it into 46150. Put your name and where you live on it because I'm going to use one of your guesses as my guess coming up in 3 minutes right after this song. Oh, and by the way, DJ is going to tell you how much he makes. He is going to share his salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is DJ. He lives in Lakewood, and he is a door production supervisor. Emily, what else did we just learn?
He's been doing this for 18 years, and he is supervising both machines and 3.5 people, the half being his boss, but he still gets his hands dirty. They make interior and exterior doors on houses, and knotty alder is the best wood.
I believe that's what he said. Yeah, I hadn't really heard of that either. But all right, after a really slow start to 2020, Slow Joe has come on strong, and he's been winning a lot of these lately. So you are up first, my man.
Yeah, I don't know much about the door business, so I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say 92.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Big bucks, big bucks. Yeah. Em, I don't know if it's you or me.
It would be me.
Okay, Emily is back in the overall lead, it looks like.
because you've been doing this 18 years and it sounds like you're a part of a small business that maybe takes care of you, I'm going to go high, but not as high as Slow Joe. So I'll go 80.
Okay. Amanda in Kenmore sent in a guess, a text message guess that I really like. So I'm going to steal it. I think you guys are overshooting it a little bit. Amanda feels the same way. She's at 65. And honestly, I'll just take the low side of things there. So our guesses are 65, 80, and 92. But nobody really knows because none of us are door production supervisors, DJ. So why don't you share your salary and end the guesswork? It is time to tell everybody how much money you make every year. DJ, what is the number?
$81,000 a year.
81! Woo, I'm close. Almost yeah. Perfect guess. So, DJ, what is the kind of door where the door opens in the middle and you can have that the top half of the door open and the bottom half is closed?
Oh, a Dutch door.
A Dutch door. Boy, those are beauties. You make many Dutch doors these days?
I do. I actually have a big order of them coming up.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to have any training to get into this profession, like into the door-making business?
No, just hard work. I'm a high school dropout that made my way.
Nice.
Wow, that's fantastic, DJ. Now look at you. You're providing a living for your family. You're working hard. Sounds like you're a happy guy, too.
I am. I work with one of the best guys in the world. He's a good friend of mine. Our families have become really close.
Well, DJ, we appreciate you. And yeah, there are a lot of ways to make money other than having a college or even a high school education. Mm-hmm. So that's great, DJ. Good on you, buddy.
All right. It's good talking to you guys.
Great talking to you. Keep hammering out those Dutch doors, my friend. You're the man.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon.
And there you go. 82, Dutch door.
Dutch door.
All good.
Now we
college
know.
High school dropout.
Yeah, you know, you can make it work if you work hard. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Whoa, you're going right after it.
Well, it just made me think of something. In terms of stuff that I did over the weekend, I watched this documentary called McMillions on HBO, which is all about the McDonald's, Monopoly game.
I heard about that.
It's effing awesome.
Okay.
It's such a good documentary. The story is like amazing, but the problem is it came out, the FBI came out with like the arrests and the conspiracy that it was like 12 years in the making on like August 28th, 2001. So like 2 weeks before 9/11. So this was like,
that's why no one's really heard about it.
Yeah, that's why this was everywhere for 2 weeks and then it got buried forever until now. And they made this documentary about it, which not only is the story amazing, but the documentary is so well made. It's so like, it's some documentaries are just interesting facts, but just a pile of crap as they're thrown together. This one's fantastic. And HBOs usually are. But there's one guy in there, one of the guys who was a million-dollar winner and also really, really successful in his own right. Had like a ninth grade education, but he was intelligent but not like really book educated.
Yeah. Is it a series or a one and done?
It's series, 6 episodes, okay. And they're all about 50 minutes an hour. But it's great. If we end up in quarantine, I highly recommend that one.
Okay, well, a lot of people are. Yeah. So maybe today we could share our best quarantine recommendations. Because
sure.
I will tell you, my wife was sick, which I now regret saying on Instagram because everybody was like, oh my God, coronavirus. But, you know, we had a chill weekend too. We caught up on shows. We caught up on all, like, we're actually, for the first time since I can ever remember, we are up to date with This Is Us, which is still the greatest show ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this to you guys, but in terms of really, really good documentaries, I can't stress this enough. Just like you're saying about the McMillions,
yeah.
I would say this is even more important. Like, have you ever had the question in your head, like, where does cancer come from?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we get cancer? What is cancer? Like, what is causing cancer?
Yeah.
Watch a documentary called Muddy Waters. Mark Ruffalo, the Incredible Hulk, he directed it. He stars in it, but it's all about DuPont. And I told you guys a little bit about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or not.
So this is
Muddy Waters? I thought it was Dark Waters.
I think it's called Muddy Waters. I was telling Vanessa about it over the weekend.
But it's not the movie, because there was also a movie starring Mark Ruffalo, right?
Yeah, he's in it. It's a movie about, it's based on a true story.
Right, okay,
so
okay.
This is the one you talked about a couple last week.
Yeah, it's called Dark Waters.
I talked about it on the podcast, because I remember.
We almost watched it over the weekend, but
Dark Waters.
Dark Waters.
Watch
okay.
that. I mean, that is an amazing, amazing documentary. But it's not a documentary, it's a film based on a true story.
Right, right.
Well, I found out that both Golden Girls and Will and Grace are on Hulu, so that was exciting.
Ooh.
But we binge watched a show, and it's on YouTube, but it's Bon Appetit is a channel that they, it's basically a kitchen. You know, if you were to look in People magazine and there's a recipe, they probably did it in Bon Appetit kitchen, but it's called Gourmet Makes. And this girl, Claire, she's a pastry chef by trade, but she takes things like Twinkies, Doritos, Starburst, Butterfinger, and she makes, tries to make the gourmet version of them or as close to that version as she could get. And it is, they're only about like 26 minutes long at the most, but it's fascinating, one, how a lot of times she'll be like, okay, I got this, like day three, we're going to be good. And then there's always a disaster. But like, think about Butterfingers. Like how's a, what?
So wait, so she's trying to make the gourmet version of a Butterfinger candy bar.
Yeah, but she, and so she has to figure out like, how do they make it that airy texture? And so she does like test, sometimes she'll get to like test six and she's done. Like Lay's Ruffled Chips were pretty easy. But like some of them, she's like test 18 and she's like, I'm done. This is as close as I can get. I don't know how they do it. Like Starburst, she had a lot of trouble. She got to like a now and later, but she couldn't get to like the soft chewy of a Starburst. But watching her and just how much chemistry goes into cooking, and it's different than like people that are just doing recipes because she's thinking, okay, I'm going to test this out. Like it's tested, you know, scientific testing to try to make it. It's fascinating to see how these things are made and how she's able to come up with her own version or different ways to, you know, she's not in a factory that can make them. So how does she make Pop Rocks and stuff like that? It's so interesting. And we just binge watched the entire thing.
Do awesome. Does watching a show like that make you hungry or make you crave the sweet? Because you've told me before you're very susceptible to that.
No, this didn't, because it's so fascinating, the making of it process, that it's not even like, because a lot of times she'll like nibble on something, she's like, nope, that's not it.
Oh, yeah.
It's more about like the texture and the taste and breaking down the individual properties of it. So by the end, you're not like, ooh, I want a Butterfinger, but you're more interested in the process of making it. It's just fascinating. It's an easy watch, and they're quick, and yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, good to know. I think everybody's going to be looking for some more content by the end of, by the time this is over and nobody can do anything, which is where we're headed with this. I mean, the list of activities is getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, God.
Incidentally, my day-to-day isn't really affected whatsoever. I'm still going to go ride my bike.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do anybody any harm by doing that, nor will I contract coronavirus.
I think you're good.
I got the pain cave. I don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Pretty much quarantined, as you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not really going to be affected by this.
I don't know. We might. It's so beautiful outside that we might go to like do the dog park. I don't think those have been closed yet. But
dogs can't get coronavirus.
No, dogs can't. And I think is the dog parks here, at least the ones that we go to, are so big that we can practice, you know, good social distancing without.
Go.
I was going to ask, you ride roads, right? You don't usually do like trail rides.
No,
like
always
the slough
on the,
or whatever. Because Andrew was like, he's lived in his apartment, which backs up to the slough, which is just one of those railroad tracks turned into a trail. And he was like, in the 5 years he's lived there, he's never seen it as busy as it is right now. Because people are so, like, they have to get out. And he was like, the trail was packed with riders and people walking dogs and stuff. So, but yeah, you're not going to be by any of those people if you're doing your road stuff.
No, where I am, it's pretty much, I mean, I'm first of all, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I'm in Issaquah. But Woodinville's out. Like I said, my life, other than the fact that there's no races, is largely unaffected by all of this.
Yeah.
But it seems frustrating. I don't know why. Like, I'm frustrated by all of it. But other than that, it's just the way that it is, and it's the way it's going to be, and it's going to get crazy. And it's going to get crazy everywhere. So, I mean, honestly, I don't really want to talk about it because I feel like we just talked about it for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's the part of it I think that I'm frustrated by, is that we just can't do a normal, regular, fun show, because that's not what people want to hear.
No.
People, like, the crazy thing is, you know, if you're out and you walk around, like I said, I traveled over the weekends where I was in airports and planes and all that, you just overhear everybody, and literally everything is like coronavirus. Right. Nobody can talk about anything else.
I told my mom, she called me on Friday. And the first thing I said is just whatever you like. I'm exhausted from a long week, and I don't want to talk about the coronavirus. And so she's like, okay, cool. And we didn't. And then my best friend Josh from Costa Rica, who is in California right now, he's taking a plane back to Costa Rica right now, and they're just starting to get like the closures and this and that. He's like, hey, he called me. He's like, dude, what's going on? What's everybody? I'm just like, dude, no. Give me maybe Monday. I'll fill you in, but like, I can't talk about. I need 48 hours and no CV talk.
That's kind of what happened over the weekend. I felt a little exhausted by all of it, and we just unplugged. I didn't even ride. We just like chilled and hung out, and it was okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Eight Pazookies.
Yeah.
Good.
Glad you're getting used to chilling.
Yeah.
It's on the menu, bro.
Well, I didn't have a choice. With my wife being sick, it was sort of like, okay, I got the three-year-old. You do your thing. So, anybody else? Anything to add?
No.
Yeah.
Nah, we good.
Cooked it all. All right, guys. We love you. We'll see you back tomorrow. By the way, we're going to have a family law attorney on from Gig Harbor. Her name is Laura. And that should be pretty interesting. We haven't had a ton of attorneys on.
No.
For Share Your Salary. They do make a nice living. They all make a nice living.
But I feel like Gig Harbor's been in the house lately. Like, we've had like four or five of our last 10 have been from Gig Harbor.
Well, represent.
It's like hoarding toilet paper.
Yeah.
One person hears Gig Harbor, then another person, oh, I should call in. And it sort of leads to something.
We all know they're doing well, too.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. We love you. Thanks for checking out our podcast.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.